reading of the scripture on today. But let me just read Galatians, the 6th chapter, and the 14th verse. You heard the other verses read in your hearing on today. From that 14th verse, it says, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." May God add a blessing to that reading of that verse. And from that verse on today, I want to preach from the subject, never forget the cross. Never forget the cross. Hey, Katie, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Oh, she's over here. She was. This is her hometown. Amen. We counted the lights coming through towns. Amen. Never. Amen. Never forget the cross. Never forget the cross. The Apostle Paul here is writing to the Christians at Galatians. He's writing to them, and he is encouraging all of them. He's encouraging them that whatever you do, never forget the cross. In the NIV version, it says, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world was has been crucified to me and I to the world." But whatever you do, saints, never forget the cross.
All right.
The cross is very important to all of us.
Amen.
If you ever talk about or think about salvation, it began at the cross. And I'm grateful today to be here in Lexington, North Carolina, to tell somebody that one message that seemed to get lost and left out of the modern church is that of the cross.
Right.
We talk about everything else. We do everything else. But how much do we talk about the cross?
Right.
You see, these are days when old-time preachers of the cross have been replaced with new-age motivational speakers.
Right.
Y'all have to excuse me. I'm just old-fashioned.
Right.
These are the days when we tend to deal with everything else from the pulpit and discuss everything else in the church but the cross.
Right.
You want to get a good cursing out?
Well,
come to church.
Right.
Let me move on. We sometimes try to rally people to every cause but the cause of Christ. And we convince people for every purpose but the purpose of the cross.
All right.
And I said a few months ago in Mount Pilgrim, how about putting together a never forget the cross rally. Never forget the cross rally.
All right.
I believe that we should march and deal with crime and gun control, human justice and injustice, and the earth problem. But I come to realize that when we get people's at the cross and in the cross, many of those same people will no longer have the desire to commit crime or to carry gun or to mistreat our fellow neighbor. I just believe, Brother Power, I believe that Jesus' word are still true. That says, "And if I be lifted up, if I be lifted up from the earth," it said that "I would draw," oh, y'all ain't talking to me, "all men unto me." Church, I just believe can I believe what I want to believe? I just believe that there is transforming power in the cross. And that there is deliverance power in the cross. And that there is conversation and conversion power in the cross. And that the cross is still the center remedy for the sin of this world. I just believe you can call me old fashioned. You can call me foolish, but I still believe that when the church promote the cross and when the church exhibit the cross and when the church point people in the direction of the cross, people will be saved. People will be changed. And people will be rehabilitated with greater impact than any program you can ever have. You can get all and have all of the program that you want. But I still believe in the cross. I still believe it's still about the cross. And that the message of the cross still have the ability to make wrong right. Oh, come on, somebody. And the crooked straight. And the unjust just. And the sinner a saint. The cross can change life. That's why I love that song where it said, I once was lost, but now I'm found. It said, I was blind, but now I see. I just believe in the cross. I believe in the cross of Calvary. And every time I think about the cross hanging there and standing on Calvary, I thought about the young girl who was lost. And she couldn't find her way. And when she couldn't find her way, she ran up on a man. She ran up on the man and she told him, Mister, I'm lost. He asked her, said, well, where do you live? She said, well, I'm lost and I really can't tell you where I live. And he said, do you live down there around Fire Chapel? Right. She said, no, I don't live by Fire Chapel. Yeah. I said, well, do you live there by Mount Pilgrim? She said, no, I don't live by Mount Pilgrim, but I'm lost. Then he said, well, do you live down there by Calvary? She said, what you say? He said, I said, Calvary. She looked at him and she said, mister, if you can show me how to get to Calvary. Said, I can find my way home. And I stopped by to tell somebody today, you may be lost, but if you can find your way to Calvary, because on Calvary, where Jesus died, on Calvary, where he gave up the ghost, and it went on to die. All right. See, we've got to return the cross to its core place, and that is in the church. We got to wave the banner, got to wave it high with pride, for when the message become the cross, it then become about Jesus and not us. All right. When the message become Jesus, it is then the power of heaven to effect change in the life of people. That's why Paul says in Romans 1 and 16, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe in him. Do I have any believers in the house today? But somehow the cross, it seems as if we have become ashamed of the cross as the core message of the church. But it is still the cross, which is center to the gospel. It's still the cross where new life is made possible. It's still the cross where blood became our covering. It is in the cross where Satan was defeated. Paul says that I boast in nothing else save the cross of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I take no pride in anything that I have done or that I do, but in all that Jesus did. Jesus died on the cross. He died on the cross for your sin and for my sin. For he is the reason, church, we have been set free. I wonder, is anybody here today been set free? These chains don't bind me anymore because I'm free indeed. All because of the cross. He is the reason that we are born again. He is the reason for eternal life. And Paul says that if I boast on anything, he said I will boast on the cross. And if I brag on anybody, I will brag on Jesus. If Jesus been good to you, you ought to brag on him. If he woke you up this morning, and if you don't want to clap your hands, if you don't want to stomp your feet, then you ought to wink your eye and tell the Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. Paul said, I'm going to brag. I'm going to brag on the Lord because he was wounded. For good God Almighty. And he was bruised, and the chastisement of our peace, it was laid upon him, and it is through his stripes that you and I have been healed. Ain't God all right? He said, I was beaten with many stripes. It was Jesus who was stripped. It was he who was forsaken. And if I boast on anything, I will boast on the cross. And if I brag on anything, I will brag on Jesus. I said it was Jesus who bore the cross on Calvary. It was Jesus who hung there on the cross. It was Jesus who they laughed at. It was Jesus who stayed there up on the cross. It was his hands and not my hand. It was his feet and not my feet. They placed the thorn on his head and put the spear in his side. Paul said, if I boast on anybody, I will boast on him who died on the cross for our salvation. That cross which brought redemption, that cross that gave us life, that cross which recovered us, talking about that cross. And I hear the song says, at the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart. They rolled away. But I'm so glad that it was there by faith when I first received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day long. It was at the cross of Jesus
where love lifted me. It was at the cross of Jesus where love set me free. It was at the cross of Jesus where love delivered me. For at the cross, God interceded. At the cross, he meditated. At the cross, he paid the ransom. All at the cross. And I can tell somebody on my way back to New Jersey that there's still room at the cross. At the cross, at the foot of the cross, there is room for you and for me. I'm so glad there's still deliverance at the cross. If you don't believe that there is deliverance, take a good look at me. One day I was lost, but now I'm found. I looked at my hand. My hand looked new. Good God Almighty. Then I looked down at my feet. And my feet did too. I used to do the slop. Yeah? Do I have any witness? I used to try to tiptoe and moonwalk like Michael Jackson. But one day when the Lord changed my feet, I don't walk like I used to walk, cause I've been delivered. I've been delivered from sin, and I've been shown up delivered from some folks. Ain't God all right? I'm so glad that there's redemption at the cross. Is there anybody here has ever been redeemed? Redeemed by the blood of Jesus. What can wash me whiter than snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Ain't he all right? Because Jesus one day took the cross, went up Dolorosa. They hanged him high. They stretched him wide. Anybody know he died? He died on the cross. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. Thank God for Friday. Thank God for Saturday. But I sure enough thank him for early, early, early Sunday morning. Is there anybody here know what he did? He got up. Do you know he got up with all power in his hand? Yeah. If it had not been for the cross, my soul would have been lost. But I thank God that whatever you do, I tell somebody, never, never forget the cross. Ain't it all right? When you lay down at night, you ought to say, Jesus, keep me near the cross. When you wake up in the morning, you ought to say, thank you for keeping me near the cross. Ain't it all right? Do you love him? I'm going to stay at the cross, because the cross on Calvary, where it all started from. No matter what you do, never forget the cross. The cross where Jesus died. The cross. The cross where he was crucified. Buried in a borrowed tomb. But got up like he said. Like he said he would. If you're going to boast or you're going to brag, do it all in Jesus' name. Because his name is above every name. And at his name, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. Whatever you do, never forget, never forget the cross. That old rugged cross where I first saw the light. Never, never, never forget the cross of Calvary. May God bless you.
Amen.